Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Krystyna, K-R-Y-S-T-Y-N-A, Brzozowski, B-R-Z-O-Z-O-W-S-K-I. Krystyna Brzozowski is a 36-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 11-10-21. Parachi states she was lifting a box and felt pain in the left side of her neck and shoulder. She went to an unspecified emergency room afterwards, believing she injured her neck and shoulder. Pierce had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. This was despite undergoing a cervical spine MRI. Pierce did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Brzozowski described she was picking product on 11-10-21 and injured the shoulder and neck. Medical records show she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Falconero on 11-7-22. I've been advised that she went to complete care on 11-26-21 for a wellness visit. She said she pulled a muscle on her left shoulder while lifting boxes while working at Walmart. She went to Inspira emergency room on 11-11-21 and was diagnosed with muscle spasm, for which she was prescribed medication and referred to a chiropractor. She returned to complete care on 12-13-21 for nasal congestion, back and shoulder pain. Her low back pain is an ache that is aggravated by lifting and pushing. She states she lifts heavy objects at work. She also reported her shoulder pain was aggravated by lifting and pushing with joint tenderness. She was again referred to a chiropractor. She returned to complete care on 2/23/22 to have a return to work certification paper completed. She was diagnosed with left anterior shoulder pain, for which diagnostic studies were not yet ordered. She followed up there on 2/24/22 for her shoulder pain. She stated she injured her shoulder at work and had been out since November. She worked at Walmart stocking shelves. A month ago she had x-rays, but they were not in the chart. She had never seen an orthopedist. She still has pain, worse at night. She then was referred to an orthopedist and prescribed Flexeril before bedtime and to continue naproxen. I have also been advised she recently filed a motion for further medical attention and benefits in the form of therapy and an MRI for the cervical spine and left shoulder based upon a report by Dr. Weiss of 8/9/22. The new paragraph. She was seen by Dr. Falconero on 11-7-22, He noted the mechanism of injury and course of treatment to date. He diagnosed, scratch that. He reviewed x-rays of the shoulder from 7/29/22 that were normal. X-rays of the shoulder on 11-11-21 were normal. X-rays of the cervical spine from 11-11-21 showed no signs of any acute bony pathology. The cervical vertebral bodies and disc bases were maintained. There was normal alignment. The cervical lordosis is noted, although may be slightly decreased. He diagnosed pain in the right shoulder, pain in the left shoulder, as well as cervical spine pain. He explained it is certainly possible the patient sustained a strain to the cervical spine as a result of lifting a package on the shelf. However, there does not appear to be a significant mechanism of injury to cause left shoulder pathology by lifting a package with two areas and placing it into the cart to her right. She stated the pain occurred as she lifted the package and started to turn. She had a negative clinical exam on the left shoulder, confirming she did not have any significant pathology there. Period, she had x-rays on two occasions that were normal. Period, he concluded she did not sustain an injury to the left shoulder as a result of the work accident of 11-10-21. Period, once again, it was possible she may have strained a muscle in the cervical spine, but exam that day was unrevealing. Period, she does have subjective numbness now, which she states is in the right upper extremity as well. Period. He reviewed the report from Dr. Weiss, who stated she needed an MRI of the cervical spine and left shoulder because of the chronicity of her condition, but he also felt that therapy would be helpful. Dr. Falconero concluded there was no need for physical therapy to either the cervical spine or left shoulder, as the exams there were excellent. Period, he felt the same way regarding a cervical spine MRI. Period, he believed she could continue working at her present job on a full-time, full-duty basis. Period, new paragraph. On 8-8-23, Ms. Brzezinski was seen orthopedically by Dr. Kirshner. Period. He was seen by physical therapy on 8-8-23 at the referral of Dr. Kirshner. Period, he did see Dr. Kirshner on 9-26-23. Period, she had attended therapy and undergone a cervical spine MRI. Period, the actual results of that MRI from A2123 was highly limited, as no axial images were able to be obtained. Period, the patient would not continue the study. Period, furthermore, the sequences that were obtained, there is motion on several sequences. Period. Nevertheless, it was interpreted that at the C4-5 there was a suggestion of minimal disc bulging. Period, C5-6, there was a posterior bulge / minimal disc protrusion. Period, there may also be subtle Lischka joint sparing to the left. Period, there was no gross or obvious stenosis seen, but without axial images, followed evaluation of foraminal stenosis is limited. Period, Dr. Kirshner himself noted in his own review that showed good preservation of the normal lordotic curve and no evidence of spondylolisthesis. Period, the C4-5 and C5-6 levels show mild annular bulging without evidence of significant spinal stenosis. Period. He reviewed that on 11-10-21 she was working for Walmart in the warehouse as a pickup for a few months. Period, she went to pick a package up at eye level to put in her cart and felt immediate pain in her left shoulder and neck. Period, she then left her shift. Period, she had one session of chiropractic treatment and is attending therapy. Period, he opined there were no additional curative treatment options or recommendations at that time. Period, he again cleared her of maximum medical improvement, effective 9-26-23, to work full duty. Period, she could continue in a home exercise program. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. There was marked guarding about the left shoulder. Period. Adduction was 40 degrees, abduction 90 degrees, flexion 100 degrees, extension extension 40 degrees, comma, internal rotation 70 degrees, and external rotation to 75 degrees. Paired motion of the right shoulder, both elbows rest and fingers. Muscles pull in all spheres with a crepitus, tenderness, trigger, and interlocking. Then go to shoulders. O'Brien's maneuver on the left elicited a paradoxical response and trapezius tenderness that is not clinically meaningful. Paired on the right, this was entirely negative. Paired the rest of that is normal. Spine cervical. Active flexion was variable between 10 and 20 degrees, comma. Extension 30 degrees, comma. Bilateral side bend at 20 degrees, comma. Rotation right 45 degrees and left to 30 degrees. Paired there was tenderness at the left trapezius and paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. And thoracic is normal. Impressions. Christina Brzezowski alleges she was injured at work on 11/10/21 when lifting an item off of a shelf and turning to put it on in her cart. Paired. It is unclear that this item was heavy. Paired nevertheless, she claimed to have noticed the immediate symptoms and was seen at the emergency room the following day. Paired, she followed up at Complete Care, who are her primary care physicians. Paired, she was seen there over the next several weeks, running through to 24/22. Paired, she had an evaluation by Dr. Weiss on 8/9/22, who opined she needed physical therapy as well as an MRI of the cervical spine and left shoulder. Paired, she was then seen by Dr. Falconera, who disagreed with that conclusion. Paired, she also was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Kirshner, who reported the results of a cervical spine MRI from 8/21/23. Paired, I have also been advised that on 2/19/12, x-rays of the lumbar spine revealed no acute displaced fractures. Paired, she was seen at Kennedy Health System on 10/27/15 with low back pain and left knee pain. Paired, she reported intermittent episodes of pain as well as occasional sciatica for the past several weeks. Paired, she worked on her feet on a regular basis and finds her pain is worse after a long day but improved with sitting or rest. Paired, if pain persisted, they would pursue additional testing. Paired. New paragraph, the current exam of Ms. Brzezowski demonstrated marked guarding about the left shoulder and all planes. Paired, this belied her motion when seen by Dr. Falconero and others. Paired, she had intact strength and sensation. Paired, provocative maneuvers were negative for internal derangement or instability. Paired, she also had variable mobility about the cervical spine. Paired, spread wings maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Paired, new paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine or left shoulder. Paired, that is the end.